On the wrong side of Tinseltown, only BFM's man on the street knows where to go for the real scoop. It's Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
Good morning, friend, in LA in Hollywood, California, home of the movie industry.
Hi.
Hollywood.
Yeah,
the,
me.
Hollywood. In the wood of
Johnny
Hollywood.
Hollywood.
Jolly Hollywood.
The Hollywood. The king of Hollywood. That's me.
How's the vibe over there, Your Highness?
The vibe's not good.
How come?
This country's going down the freaking toilet.
Well, you know, it's a democracy. Let the people speak.
Democracy is being undermined left, right, and centre. It's a worry.
Must be really, must be bizarre being over there.
Yeah, as I've often said, I think in the space, in California, you may as well, it's like being in New Zealand. Everyone's just like, what? no one's rah-rahing any of this stuff, and no one can almost understand it better than anyone else. But yeah, it's a worry. I'm worried.
Tessa's worried too, by the way. Anxiousness. Is there anything like when you're walking around and stuff, just in your day-to-day non-cinema reviewing life? Which you have outside of cinema reviewing and film review. Do you see anything that makes you what's the indicator, the thing that you notice the most that sort of says this country's going down the toilet and over in the States?
I'll tell you what I notice the most. It doesn't necessarily speak to the toiletness of it all, but
the
in
toilet-ness.
The last week or two, electric scooters have just infested West Hollywood.
Oh, the place is going down the hill, yeah.
The ones that you... Do they do that in New Zealand now, where you get an app and you can just leave the scooter on the side of the street and then pick it up?
Oh, like you mean like an e-bike? Like an e-bike, but it's an e-scooter?
Yeah. Yeah, oh. They're everywhere. They're just everywhere. They're like fruit flies. You're swatting them away left, right, and centre, and... I want to have a go on one, frankly. So,
why don't you just have a go on one? They're all over the show. Or do you think it's too common to pick it up?
I need to download
the app. Right. All right. So tell us about movies. What's going on? What's on the big screen?
Okay.
The big screen.
Yeah. There's big movies. There's quite a few out this week. Incredibles 2.
Out. Yep.
It's fantastic. I love The Incredibles. I don't love that they've gotten rid of the definite article for the sequel, which is just called Incredibles 2. It wouldn't have been that big a deal if they'd called it The Incredibles 2. I'm often complaining about Hollywood's war on the definite article, and this is another victim. Yeah. But that aside, it's a great film. I love the look of these films. It's kind of not as much of a novelty as the first one because superheroes weren't as common back then on the big screen, but...
How unusual. What an unusual concept that superheroes are now common on the big screen.
Yeah,
too common.
Yeah. And
show us your power. Haven't got one? See you later.
It's a fun movie.
Tess,
I saw it last night.
Tess went to see it last night as well. Agree? Tess?
I agree. It was very good, especially that little short film at the start. I love those. You know, Pixar often do them.
Wow. Yeah.
What was that noise?
The dumplings.
Yeah.
Bao.
The bao.
Bao. It's a dish.
Okay.
That is a wonderful
steamed
little film.
Oh, yes. Okay. Sure.
Yeah. They always have these little short films.
I'm a big fan of those as well. I'm also a big fan of that little... it's different, but at the beginning of Roger Rabbit too, there's that little scene with that cartoon.
You
must see Roger Rabbit. Did you think, Fabian?
But I will.
Would you suggest Roger Rabbit?
Heartily recommend Roger Rabbit, although it's a slightly different situation because that short is part of the film itself.
Yeah, I know. That's why I said, yeah. But that's old school Hollywood. That's the world of old school Hollywood there, in that movie.
It's just the animation of these little ones. Yeah. They're just so cute.
Oh, yeah, I know. So I know. I'm a big fan of those too. Let me just ask, having a various spread of children that would want to know, how young would be too young for Incredibles? It's pretty safe across the board?
Yeah. Just too young to comprehend words and images.
All right, okay, good.
There's nothing traumatic in there.
Had quite a few large words, hey? Like, words that weren't targeted at children, maybe.
They do that very well. Pixar do that very well.
Chrysanthemum?
Chrysanthemum?
I guess the Incredibles
stuff is
slightly older than, say, the Nemo films or Toy Story,
That's the beauty of Toy Story. There's enough nods and whistles in Toy Story to keep an adult happy. You know, if you're not, then you're not watching it properly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Incredibles. Yeah.
So now Sicario: Day of the Soldado, which is the sequel to Sicario, which came out 3 years ago. A film that does not cry out for a sequel. However, I thought Sicario: Day of the Soldado was the business.
Really?
I really, really enjoyed it. Emily Blunt's not in it, but Isabella Mona is, who's a young Latina actress who will be playing Dora in the upcoming Dora the Explorer movie. And she plays the daughter of a cartel head who is kidnapped by Josh Brolin and Benicio Del Toro's characters in a bid to kind of disrupt the cartels, because they're helping bring terrorists across the border. And yeah, a lot of oddly relevant moments in this film.
What'd you think of the first Sicario? First Sicario was pretty grunty movie, eh? It didn't sort of soften at any stage, you know? Which I quite liked about
Correct.
That.
Correct. Yeah. They're hard-edged movies. This is arguably even harder-edged.
Harder-edged, Dora. Oh,
yes.
Okay.
A lot of fun.
I love Benicio
for this. And demystified him somewhat. He was just kind of quite a regular dude. And I was a bit like, I thought you were a mythic angel of death. But turns out he's just some guy in real life.
And who's the soldado?
That's Spanish for soldier, and that would refer to... it's interpretable. I guess it's referring to Benicio's character a little bit, or maybe Josh Brolin's CIA operative. But I really liked it. There's been mixed reviews on this, people saying it lacks something without Emily Blunt or I just thought this was a badass movie, and the kind of movie we don't see a huge amount of anymore. It's quite serious-minded, and it's definitely about stuff that's happening now. Very cool film, I thought.
Good.
Yeah. And also out this week is Adrift, which was partially shot in New Zealand, mainly shot in Fiji. It's a survival at sea tale starring Shailene Woodley, who... plays a young sailor, and along with her boyfriend, who gets caught in a storm while sailing from Tahiti to San Diego, and their boat is crippled, and they try to survive at sea. It's a true life story. Quite good, I thought.
Any sort of ocean-going survival story is always, if it's true, based on true story, exciting.
Yeah. This is really well shot, really nice to look at, and great performances. Sam Claflin plays the guy. Quite a few Kiwi actors showing up in this. The production, as I said, was mainly in Fiji, but kind of based out of Auckland, and they shot a bit in a tank in Auckland. And,
cool.
Yeah, it's a good film.
All right. And it's like, are we talking, I was going to say, is it like Dead Calm, but then it wasn't real life? It was made up.
I thought about Dead Calm quite a bit while watching this film.
It's a great movie, Dead Calm.
It's not the craziest comparison. Love Dead Calm.
What about Open Water, the Open Water 2? Did you ever see that?
Open Water 2, Adrift, I did see that, and that's another film I thought about quite a lot while watching this film.
Yeah.
Again, that was I think that tried to claim it was based on a true story, maybe, but it wasn't. But, it's not a million miles away from either of those films,
right,
frankly.
So that's a good week for films this week for us.
Yeah, three good ones.
And what are you up to this week for yourself, for your high-rolling big film reviewer? What's up? Anything exciting for you to look forward to?
What am I doing?
Fair. Okay, well, we'll speak to you again same time next week. Cheers,
Mike. See you later.
Love you, Fabian.
You'll be listening to Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
Raw Collective for the Ancients album release, Friday, June 29th at Whammy Bar.
Rain on my waterproof coat, a maggot in my brain, I don't talk to you.
Reach out into the cosmos with this 12-piece band, blurring the lines between hip-hop, funk and jazz. Raw Collective for the Ancients album release, with support from Sim Loco, DJ Please and DJ Forge. Friday, June 29th at Whammy Bar. Tickets from justthetticketsnz.com.
Isn't it beautiful?
What?
All this Tamaki Makaurau everywhere.
Pretty nice.
Don't you want to take a bite? Taste it? Delicious Auckland. I could swallow you whole.
You want a beer, mate?
Yeah, actually. Cheers.
Try a real taste of Auckland. Rudy's is brewed in the heart of Auckland by Rudy's very own certified German Braumeister for a local beer that's just bloody good. Rudy's Brewers of Beer. Lager now available in cans. Find out where at rudys.beer.
Hello, Ms. Toucan. Morena, Mr. Sloth. Mrs. Sloth. And how are you, Mr. Big, Scary, Ferocious Lion?
You never know what you'll find on the BFM Kids Show. Bringing stories, songs, games, and all kinds of fun to your Sunday morning since forever ago. The 95 BFM Kids Show with Lee. 7 to 9 every Sunday morning on BFM.
Best Kids Show!
BFM News.
Ata Maria, good morning. Ko Harry Willis, Tokonua, Ko Te Waru Karaka. It's 8 o'clock. Kiwifruit growers may receive a government payout due to the bacterial vine disease, PSA. The outbreak cost the industry an estimated $9 million since 2010. The lawyers of the growers claim the disease came through Chinese pollen, approved by the Ministry of Agriculture and Forestry. The Crown argues the ministry is immune from responsibility for any biosecurity violations and that a compensation scheme of $25 million will cover the damages. The court verdict will be reached later today, but could possibly be appealed. Paid parental leave will be extended by 4 weeks this Sunday as part of the government's families package. Parents who have been working for the last 6 months will receive 22 weeks paid leave from Sunday, up from 18 weeks in a move that preempts the goal of 26 weeks by July 2020. Minister for Workplace Relations and Safety Ian Lees-Galloway says the leave is transferable between parents.
Primarily sits with the birth mother, but that can be transferred to another partner, and any amount of the leave can be transferred to another partner.
Lees-Galloway says the increase is part of a package that will work with the Best Start scheme and Working for Families payments that aims to help reduce child poverty in New Zealand. Poland has taken a partial U-turn on Holocaust law after an Israel row. Poland has signalled a legal amendment to decriminalise the false attribution of crimes committed by Nazi Germany to the Polish state, signalling a partial retreat from controversial laws passed earlier this year. The laws, which threatened up to 3 years in prison for anyone intentionally attempting to blame Nazi crimes on the Polish nation, sparked outrage in Israel and an outpouring of anti-Semitism in Poland. The past amendment now means that anyone responsible or complicit in accusing Poland of Nazi crimes will be guilty of a civil rather than a criminal offence. Migration issues are taking centre stage ahead of a European leaders' summit intended to discuss Brexit. German Chancellor Angela Merkel addressed her German government, urging them to back a humane but tough asylum policy ahead of today's European Council summit in Brussels. French President Emmanuel Macron is echoing Merkel's solution, where EU states agree to support each other and not leave specific nations to deal with asylum seekers. Merkel is advising against nations acting unilaterally on immigration, such as Hungary, who last week passed a law that criminalised helping undocumented immigrants. On the other hand, European Council President Donald Tusk says a failure to ensure full control of Europe's external borders risks strengthening the hand of newly emerging populist political movements. He adds that Europe must be ready to prepare for worst-case scenarios. The summit meetings will continue through tomorrow. And that's the news.
You know what, that's a good solid swagger news you got there, buddy.
It is, yeah.
You delivered it well, and I'm going to ask you now for the traffic.
Now, your 95 BFM traffic report.
Kina Wakahare on the Hoanui Matua or Tamaki Makaurau e Anaine. Your traffic on Auckland's motorways right now, the northern southbound is heavy from Tristram Ave to Oniwa, and the southern motorway northbound is heavy from Takanini to Hill Road, and again from Princess Street to Mount Wellington, and everywhere else is looking clear or moderate.
That was your 95 BFM traffic report.
A 95 BFM weather update.
Oh, excuse me. Ame nā tohu huarere mō tēnei rā. Here is your weather forecast for Ramere, Rua Te Kau Māiwa o Pipiri, Friday the 29th of June. Today is foggy, well, a foggy start, and then will be coming fine later this morning with some light southerlies, a high of 13 degrees and an overnight low of 3 degrees. Sunrise was at 7:35 this morning. Sunset will be at 5:15 in this evening. And that's your news, traffic and weather. I'm Harry, and it's 3 minutes past 8.
Thank you very much, Harry.
Thank you.
That was a 95 BFM weather update. Thanks to climate change.
From the dark room to the green room, it's the 95 BFM Surf Report. Thanks to Pro Gear, professional photographics.
Steph!
Hello, good morning.
What's going on?
Happy Friday.
What's going on? You got some shenanigans going on in the background there.
Oh, yeah, I'm just making a coffee. You know, have a couple of those, get ready for the day. Yeah, like everyone else, but
just a regular, just making a regular coffee, like everyone else, just a regular, nothing to see
just
here.
A regular.
Nothing to see here. Nothing to see here.
No. How are you? Good.
Yeah, I'm just sipping on a coffee like a regular, just in the normal way normal people do it. Yeah,
great,
so yeah.
Isn't it? I love it.
Yeah, here's us, just a couple of adult New Zealanders. You know, chewing the fat, you know?
Perfect. Sounds good. Well, there's not much to report on the surfing front this weekend. The East Coast is going to be flat for the next foreseeable future.
How foreseeable future?
Like over the weekend.
Oh, I'm pretty sure that, you know what people think about that?
I know, but there might be something out west.
I'll tell you where there is some good surf, and that's up the mountain.
Oh yeah, exactly. So why don't people go snowboarding instead? It might be good. Is there snow?
Yes, apparently Tūraru is open today because Chris sent us a text before saying he's on his way down there.
Cool.
And then you also discussed how he was going over to see his grandma as well. And so, say hi to big grandma for us there, Chris, and any other. If anyone else wants to text in the itinerary to us of what they're up to on the weekend, we'd love to have it. It's good we can just chuck in the bank.
Yeah, it might be a good idea. But
well, I mean, you know, like the way people do when they go hiking, you know, just saying, look, I'm heading off here, I should be home by then, and, you know.
And then if they're not.
We should do a beaver. This is a service. We should do it. This is an app, isn't it?
What?
Usually it's your mum. You text your mum and tell her that.
Yeah, be a good name for the app.
Yeah.
Download the Mum app.
What's the name for the app?
The Mum app.
Mum.
Yeah.
This is slow lost. If you had the app, you wouldn't be so lost. Exactly. It's a great thing. We're moving at a good pace this morning,
but
Steph.
But I feel like just on the hiking front, if you are going to text them, please tell someone else as well.
Yeah, don't just tell us here at BFM because sometimes
we may not follow up.
Open the
door.
We may not follow it up, eh? Good app, but we may not follow it up. Anyway, shut up, Mike. Hey, I've told that a couple of times this morning.
So maybe a little bit on the west?
No, I think what she's saying there, Tess, is there's no surf at all.
She said you might find something on the west.
Yeah, have you met Steph? She's optimistic. She's bright and sunny. Her demeanour is pleasant and outgoing, and she often sees the lights where others only see dark.
But, I mean, you've got nothing to lose, really, because those west coast beaches can be beautiful in the storm.
They sure can, and even if you're just having a float, that's still wonderful, isn't it, Steph?
Yeah, you could get away with a float because there's not much wind happening today and tomorrow, so if you wanted to float in the ocean, probably not a bad weekend.
Oh, mate had a sick float yesterday, eh? Oh, yeah,
Let me just read the tides.
Forestry, eh? Oh, yeah.
Please, Steph.
Yeah, please, go ahead, Steph. Okay. We're looking for in your own time, Steph.
All right, so we've got East Coast high tide at 7:45, so that's just come and gone. Low tide, 2 p.m. Southerly cross-shore winds, but they're going to be light today. 0 to 1 foot of easterly swell, so it's pretty flat on the east.
Well, still that gives you 12 inches to play with.
Yeah, if you're lucky. West Coast, we've got high tide coming up this morning at 10 past 10 this morning, low tide at 4:30 this afternoon, light southerlies, 3 foot, 3 out of 10, so there's some waves out there and the wind's going to be light, and there should be light northerlies tomorrow.
What I want you to do, Steph, is have a wonderful weekend.
Oh, thank you. I'm going to enjoy my coffee and then I'm going to go to work and then I'm going to enjoy my lovely weekend. But you too. Well,
now, are you back with us on Monday, or is Kitty back from
No, Kiri should be back, and you can ask her about what she got up to.
Well, I don't know if I want to know. She was so excited about going. I just can't imagine she was just surfing.
No, I hope not. There's lots of partying and other things that you can do. But yeah, she said she got some waves over there.
Good, excellent. All right, yeah. Hey, well, thanks. Hey, it'd be nice having you back on the show for a while, Steph, and all the best with your upcoming bubba. Cool. Have a great weekend. Right. Love you, bye.
That was the 95BFM Surf Report. Thanks to Pro Gear, professional photographics. Hang 10.
Oh, look, if you know me, you know that I'm a big fan of Trent Reznor and the band Nine Inch Nails, and they've just released a new mini album, it's like a big EP or a mini album, and I was going to play something like that, but then I just got caught up thinking how much I love Nine Inch Nails, and found this great, great live version of their song Piggy, and I thought, I was reminded of Anika Moa's children's CD, which has, "There's a piggy in my room, eating all my food." And I thought, no, play the Nine Inch Nails version of their song Piggy instead. And I thought, no, play the live version with that badass drumming at the end. Just listen to these improvised rolls that the guy's doing. Of course, improvised. At the end of the song, it's fantastic. Fantastic. This is Piggy by Nine Inch Nails, and you're listening to 95BFM, broadcasting live from Auckland City and Aotearoa. Good morning to you this Friday morning.
Hey. All of my fears came true. Black and blue and broken bones, you left me here, I'm all alone. And my little piggy needed something new. Nothing can stop me now, 'cause I don't care anymore. And nothing can stop me now, 'cause I just don't care. And nothing can stop me now, I don't care anymore. And nothing can stop me now, 'cause I just don't care. Nothing's turning out the way I plan. Hey, motherfucking pig! There's a lot of things that I hoped you could help me understand. No. What am I supposed to do? My shit because of you. And nothing can stop me now, 'cause I don't care anymore. And nothing can stop me now, 'cause I just don't care. And nothing can stop me now, I don't care anymore. And nothing can stop me now, 'cause I just don't care anymore. Nothing can stop me now. Nothing can stop me now. Nothing can stop me now.
nothing can stop me now.
Breakfast with Mikey Havoc.
Thanks to Orcon Broadband.
Stuff.